This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Mickey is here with, the Chamber's Business of the Year Award winner. Is that correct, Mickey?
Yes, it is. And good morning to you and good morning to the audience.
Thank you. And we will take a break. We'll be coming back with the Business of the Year for the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce in 30 seconds. Hang in there. And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guest this week from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, it's Mickey Robinson. Mickey's always sporting the blue note on a bad game last night.
Well, they just the puck won't go in right now.
Well, Price is a good goaltender. So, I mean,
he's the best.
One
of the things they showed last night is why Montreal all of a sudden is in first place in the last 20 games of the season.
Absolutely.
They weren't there earlier.
No, Montreal's always been a good team. And it's always been a tough
history.
Team to beat. Oh, absolutely.
History.
The Chamber had their Business of the Year Awards banquet, and we have the winner here. So I'll let you do the introductions.
It is our State Farm Insurance Agency.
Like a good neighbor?
And like a good neighbor and all the other commercials they do that some I like and some I don't like, but that's all right. That's why they do them. You don't surprise. But the winner is State Farm Agency, Jessica
Ely.
Jessica,
welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Was this go through the process here? When did you find out that the award was yours? Was it top secret? Did you have to come up with a speech on a whim?
I did. It was a surprise. The evening of the dinner is when I realized I was nominated and had won. My husband, who's not a great keeping secrets, he did a really good job. Mickey informed him.
Oh, he must have loved this.
Yes, making sure I got to the dinner. So it was a surprise.
I can imagine.
Each year gets harder and harder for me to get the person there, because if their kids are playing ball or basketball or someplace like that, I got to plan 2 months ahead of time.
Which at that time, the Gillespie Indians were going through their state run.
Which one was it, the girls or the boys?
The boys. Yeah. The boys.
No, so, I know the boys, but it was the boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so I could see that a lot of parents traveling with that team, following them, and everything like that.
Well, we should also congratulate our boys in the seventh grade by coming home with the state champion in that division there, and they won, and it was on the air, and Terry Tote just blew everybody off by doing that show. Boy, it was just, I had to turn the hockey sound off.
That's something big for you.
Terry.
That's something big for you.
And listen to him. But I mean, it's the award, it's over the years, is a change a little bit here and a little bit there to get the award and how we select the award. And
go through the process of how the chamber selects an award winner, because obviously you don't want a repeat winner. Yeah. I don't think it's possible to have a repeat winner. I guess it could
be. It's always possible, but in today's way that we do it, it's almost impossible. But never say never.
Right, right. But go through the process.
We start in October. We form a committee of five people. Part of the board and other members plus one outsider. Excuse me. And we select the board first, and the second one is this: make the announcement number in writing. You submit the people you would like to do that. Mm-hmm. And then in December, the committee meets separately and goes through each application. Someone has that one to do the research on it and everything. And it's not as big as I think it is, but I stress to do this because it's one of our prestige events.
Absolutely.
But we're not here to talk to me about all the processing, because we're going to be talking about her. That's what I plan for every business of the year. We talk about them, not me. Because I get my share all year.
But I like throwing you a curveball every once in a while.
That's fine. I handled it. I didn't hit it, but I handled
it. Before we get the outsider, is that someone in the Gillespie-Benelde area? Or is that someone?
Yeah, like one year we had the superintendent. Another year we had a teacher.
Okay.
Somebody who is not a member of the chamber. We just get one. And it's somebody that is involved in the community too.
Okay.
It just kind of gives us another look from a different angle. That's the idea what I look at.
Jessica, let's talk a little bit. State Farm Insurance, insurance industry, it's a ever-changing time for the insurance agency. Tell us a little bit about State Farm and what you do over there.
Started in March of 2008, we moved to the community. We were from Springfield, and when I was selected for the position by State Farm, we moved, relocated down here. So it was a change for my husband, my family. I appreciated them supporting me and making that move because I had kids in school, and it was a big change for us. And has been with State Farm. This is my 25th year, December of this year.
That's incredible.
So I've done a lot of different jobs within State Farm and the company, but agency was, you know, new to me in March of 08, and then taken over in Gillespie. I took over for an existing agent.
We give him a plug because he's the one that started State Farm in Benelde Gillespie area there, Jerry McCachi in the group.
Okay.
And he was there, and he built up that pretty good.
Okay.
And then when he decided to retire and go another, you know, take his relaxing times with his horses and everything else. It was a surprise because I met Jessica about a year or so earlier on a different matter of State Farm business of doing things. But that's what I say. McCachi, she took over. It was not a new thing. She took over an existence one, which is rare.
And I don't think it's that rare. I mean, people retire and they move on and they sell the business and someone takes over. I mean, my grandmother did that, honestly. She sold insurance with my grandfather and they retired and sold and, you know, it's moving on.
Well, she went
and
through.
State Farm's a little different. We don't sell. It's not my business. It's State Farm's. They select the agents. But,
the rights or whatever
work differently.
Let's talk a little bit. The insurance industry, was this something as you were going through the process that you always wanted to do, or did something happen along the way that led you to it?
It's a lengthy process to get approved.
We've got time.
Get approved to be an agent, you have to go through, you know, you have to get selected, you know, and then you go through, you know, several different interviews, many things. And I did that quite a few years before I actually became an agent. And the job I had, I worked for a management office there in Springfield, and I was selected and had kind of put it on the back burner, you know, had young kids and, you know, wasn't really actively looking.
Right.
And one of my managers came to me out of the blue one day and knew I grew up in Riverton, which is a small town, and said there's an opening in Gillespie, Illinois. And at first it was kind of like, you know, I knew where it was, but I knew it was by Litchfield, and asked me to take a look, thought it would be a good fit for me. And so probably my biggest thing was, you know, getting my family to even take a look at it. So had a long talk with my husband, you know, told him we still have to go through another interview process. I would have to actually get selected for the Gillespie location. And so, you know, finally, after a lot of talking, decided to, you know, to go for it and try it. And
the rest is history.
Yeah.
And you specialize auto, home, not health.
Yes, we have health.
You do have health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we have so many products, probably over 100 products. But yeah, auto, fire, life, health, bank, retirement.
They got into the banking industry now?
Yes.
Wow.
So yeah, we have all, you know, a lot of different avenues and, you know, a lot of stuff to know. And it's overwhelming, but I've got two great team members. They've been there. I've got one that's been there about 15 years. And
Deb Moore.
And then Bonnie Gibson. She's been there about 10 years. and both of them are from the area.
That says a lot about you that you don't have the turnaround rate. I mean, seriously. I mean, you've got a loyal base there.
Yeah, I could not do it without them two girls. They are wonderful, and glad I have them. Glad they stayed with me, and I appreciate them every day.
Talk with me a little bit, the insurance industry. How has it changed over the years? I mean, because it's not the same industry as what it was before. It's gotten a little higher, but I mean, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
No, I agree. I mean, I think people, that's one of the things I know we have conversations with people every day. You know, they struggle and, people, worried about their premium, and I understand
that.
The
car was a used car. How in the heck did my insurance go up, not down?
I think, overall in the insurance, like everything, rates go up. And one of the, another change is for years, the state legal limits in Illinois was 20, 40, 15. I mean, those were the liability limits that people had to carry.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, January 1st, the, state passed, they raised those limits. And, a lot of people are unaware of those.
Go ahead,
kind of
blame
things.
It on the state. All right, that's all right.
No. Yeah. And they do. They call and think, why are my cover? Why did you raise my coverage? And it's, that was
Jesse
something that
White's
was
a respectful man. No, I'm kidding.
But not a bad thing. I mean,
no,
higher,
absolutely.
Higher limits. I mean, it's protecting, those in case something happens. So,
right.
I probably coverages and maybe, litigation. People out there a little more maybe apt to.
You deal with home insurance. It depends on the area because you've got flood insurance. You've got mine subsidence, which.
Oh, yes. That's...
Which this area is.
Very new to me.
Very well known that
yes,
it flags up all the time.
I learned a lot about mine subsidence moving to Macoupin County.
With the school dropping.
I think there was a school that dropped. And
yeah. It was about a year after we moved here.
And then, but one thing, and I don't know how this works. With State Farm, it's a national brand. If, let's say, you're in Illinois and you move, you can, that would be an easy transfer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not, like myself, I'm licensed in Illinois, so when people move, we have to get them
to an appropriate agent down there.
Yeah, to the state wherever they're moving, and, they're, but yeah, that's easy to do. It's a smooth transition. And probably the biggest thing for me is, making sure, because there's so many things that have changed over the years with insurance, getting people in to review their coverages. I think that's really important that they come in every year and look at what they have so they understand what they have. I mean, we can educate them on, what they have, what they don't have, because I'd rather them know those things before they have a claim versus after when there's, not much we can do.
One thing that amazes me is, especially with the insurance agency, and I'm not taking anything away, how many different companies now are cropping up? It's just when I was growing up, and I'm 36, but I mean, when I was growing up, it was always State Farm or another agency. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got
the General and all
the
mother.
You've got General. You've got all kinds of stuff cropping up. I mean, it's ballooned, and I don't know why it's ballooned. If someone went on Shark Tank and thought, hey, I'm going to get into the insurance industry, and someone invested, I don't know what. But it's ballooned.
Yeah.
When you became your own agent, what was one of the first things you ran into when you came to Bunnell Gillespie area? What was one of the first things you saw that you have to learn more or educate more yourself and your team there?
My team had been there in place, so I mean, you get a lot of training on sales and, probably just product knowledge and, you learn by, things that come up and, claims that come up, questions that come up. I mean, that's, it's always continuous learning in that job.
Well, I would think getting the people that you already had in the fold to stay with you and explain, hey, this is a transition period. Mm-hmm. Everything's still going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Staff's going to be the same. And getting to know those individuals
probably was
the toughest thing you probably had to do.
Yeah, with not being from the community, I think what helped me tremendously is having kids. I mean, you just really get to know a lot of people through the school, through sports, through, kids' friends. I mean, that's to me where I, met a lot of people and got in the community, advertising, people started recognizing, which was
good.
A little, very good, but a little, you know, different to go into the post office and they say, I know who you are.
Even with your billboard with your beautiful picture on it sitting up there. And I'm sure your husband had something to do with that one.
Yeah, I kind of put him in charge of marketing just so he'd have a role in the business. And that's about it.
And your husband helps out with the minors, helps with the scorekeeping at the with the basketball team.
Yeah,
so.
Both our daughters play basketball. So he
Does he only do that for the girls? Or but does he do that for the boys and the girls?
No, he did it for the just the girls. I think they asked him. He did it for, I think, regional.
But watch it. Once you open up that can of worms.
Yeah, they asked him to, but it was a little hard with because our daughter plays traveling ball all year. And so our youngest, so he is, you know, has a big time commitment with that.
Right. And then, of course, you know, you talk about the community. Community, simple to learn. I mean, it's not like you're moving from one area to St. Louis where you got this big gigantron area to cover. I mean,
well, when she came in, she automatically joined the chamber. Because McCauchy was a member.
Because you probably pinned her down and said, you will join the chamber.
No, it was not that hard because she knew right off the bat that she has to get involved in the community. And over the years, each year, we get her involved in another project or something like that, like the summer concert series we have every Tuesday in June and July.
What there? Yeah. I saw what you did there.
She comes in with her crew for one night and serves the public to the concession stand there. Another one that I bless her and her husband and her kids and her son that
you're
brings
a triple
a helper,
blessing here. Watch it now.
It on Black Diamond Days, when we get ready to tear down and close down on Sunday night,
right.
She brings her whole team in, Scott, her husband, and the boy, and and sometimes the girls help, but they're too busy, so the boys come in. And within 30 minutes, we're tore down and moved half of it into the chamber office, and the other half goes home. And very simply, with them, I'm home and relaxing 3 hours ahead of time. They have spoiled me because they know it's a set thing what we do.
You certain. And relaxing, I don't see could ever coexist, Mickey.
Well, you don't see me on Sunday nights. Since they come on, this will be the fourth year that they come in, and they just take over.
I mean, I've seen you when the grill malfunctioned. You were a nervous, paranoid
wreck. Well, the
grill
malfunctions a different system. You don't know what to do.
Last time we had Steve Davis here, your golf cart went out of action during the fall festival. Yeah. You were a nervous wreck then.
I was putting around at 1 mile an hour. Instead of the normal.
That's not Mickey speed right there.
No, it's not. I could walk faster to what I wanted to do.
Congratulations, Jessica, on being named Business of the Year. Well deserved, and congratulations, and thanks for stopping by. I hope this wasn't too nerve-wracking.
A little.
A little?
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Mickey, you've got 90 seconds. What else is going on with the chamber?
Well, right now we're in a little bit of a lull.
Mm-hmm.
But the contracts for the bands are out. We'll be getting them back in the next week or so, and we'll finalize the schedule. We got verbal commitments in 7 of the 9 bands already, and they're coming in. So we'll be releasing that in late April, the story with all the bands, with who's playing when and everything. And then we will be getting ready for the Black Diamond Days and at the 1st of June. Then the summer concert series 2 days later starts. And then shortly after that, with about 8 weeks, we get the fall festival.
So you forgot one. Italian American Days. Is that just
Italian American Days? Well, see, you're getting ahead of me, see?
Yeah. No, well, no, you got ahead of it. You just skipped Italian American Days.
Yeah, no, I didn't skip them.
You did too.
Because I can't. The Siracles will put a hit on me if I don't.
That's right. They'll have a glass of Sirocco wine to go with it, too.
Yeah. Italian American is on every Memorial Day. This will be like the 63rd year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a surprise in the fall festival in September. We're going to have a live from Nashville, a local talent who is a pretty interesting singer.
Okay.
Will be coming to the fall festival. She'd be on she's already committed to it 2 years ago. That's how long it took us to get her.
And you kept this wrapped up this long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Wow. It just, why should I waste my get? I'm just starting here. Wait till all the push comes.
We are out of time. Mickey, thank you so much for your time. Jessica, congratulations again, and that's going to do it.
Mr. Tobin, I want to say thank you for the pleasure of the years that we have been able to serve with you, and we'll wish you luck in the future.
Yeah, I'll be around.
You and your wife.
You got 5 seconds. 4, 3. We'll talk to you next week.
The last 5 seconds.
So long.